Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hello, I'm Lou Sanders. This is Cuddle Club. Welcome on in, please. Let's get on with it because I've got a bath running, dirty little mite. Okay, this episode is with Big Zoo. He is an entertainer. We heard it from the entertainer's mouth because he does music, he does cooking, he does cuddling, he does dancing, he does broadcasting. Okay, and now he does books. I've got his book, actually. I forgot to tell him. Big Zoo's Big Eats. But I'll tell you about that at the end. Let's get into it. I'm asking him all sorts of questions, and you're listening. He's hot, but he's a chef. It must be very hot in the kitchen, isn't it?
It's always hot, unfortunately. I cook in a little rubbish van, so the AC is not working.
He's hot. He's Big Zoo. Can I call you Zoo?
Call me Zoo. That's my name.
So don't need the big, really, do I?
Only for when I am announced for shows.
My name used to be Big Fun. So similar.
Close. A little bit close.
Do you identify as a chef, a rapper, or a lover?
I'm all above. All the above.
Wow.
All the above. I want to be an entertainer. I want to be like Big Zoo, the entertainer.
Yeah, I think it's really funny when people... I wrote a quote for someone's book the other day and they said, oh, how should I put actor? And I was like, no, I hardly act. Like, and I do think it's funny when people say like entertainer because it's like so old fashioned, but it's also... What else do you say to incorporate them all?
Yeah, I guess I'm just a combination of greatness. That's a bit self-indulgent. I'm just a person that wants to make money off your happiness.
Yeah, a happiness provider with no glitches in the system like your internet.
Yeah, I mean, my internet's not amazing right now, you know. What's the point of having a nice house if you haven't got a nice internet?
I know. You got a new, talking of new, cookbook, yes?
Yes.
Good link. Thank you.
What a link. We've actually got a recipe that I cooked for you in there, you know, a couple.
No way.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't think we have to pay you because it's my recipe. But
yeah,
your salad, rainbow salad got in there.
Oh, I love that.
From the red curry got in there, you know, a couple things, yeah. Spirulina smoothie.
How do you make it, like, how do you say, like, because people have cooked red curries before and people have done spirulina smoothies before. So who owns what? Do you have to put a spin on it to make it your own?
No, I feel like cookbooks are such a facade. They're just a bunch of regurgitated lyrics rapped to you over and over again.
So I could get your cookbook and then make my own cookbook by, like, just throwing in, like, some extra basil or something.
Yeah.
Big Lou's cookbook.
That's what I did. When I was writing the book, it was really easy because a lot of the recipes are from Big Eats. And then coming up with like the rest of the recipes, I was able to like use my mum's influence and just get my friends around me. I used all of their hard work and effort and did a write-up.
Monetize their work. Yeah, I love yes. it. So your mum did your homework for you, basically. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That's lovely. And how do you feel about the word cuddle?
I think cuddle is, do I not look cuddly?
Yeah, you do actually, yeah.
I'm actually a quite cuddly person. And my bed, if you can tell.
Yeah, hang on. Sue, you're married, right?
I was in a relationship, but now I have left that.
I thought so, because I thought that is not the house of a married man. If you were married, I'm sorry, but a woman, and I'd hate to be gender divisive, would have added some feminine touches.
I mean, what do you need me to do? I got a clothing rail.
Yeah, and she would have said, we'll have a wardrobe.
I also have a wardrobe. I just have the rail for instant access. I know my bed is very... Shall I jump in it?
Yeah, if you like, yeah. He's having a rolling around. He's doing a yoga baby. Why did you... This isn't the podcast, but I have to ask. Did you leave your wife, and also why?
These are deeper questions. I did. And because we just weren't compatible anymore. We weren't working. We was with each other for a long time. We just wanted different things. So I'm single, ready to mingle.
Right. Jesus. You did get married hell of a young lad. Well, you told me you were like, you got married when you were 23 or something.
Around then.
I do believe I did say to you the words, it's never going to last.
Yes. Thank you for giving me that positive energy. I was Islamically married, so I wasn't like married by the book. She wasn't like she didn't take my second name. It was more of a religious thing why we was married, you know, and I didn't really believe in it, but her family did and all these things. So I kind of just went along with it to make her family happy and to make her dad feel like he did his duty as a Muslim man. Then, you know, all of that after, we just realized, we just grew apart and realized we weren't made for each other. You know, and it was an easy way to end the relationship. After being with each other for so long, it felt weird, but it had to be done. And I feel like in the time that I've broken up with her, I've just done so much stuff for me, my family, my friends. Like, I wish her the best, but I'm also so happy I'm not with her, because if somebody doesn't want the same thing as you, it would just, you're just both wasting each other's time.
Yeah, well, she's probably, you're probably both happier. Yeah. Nothing lasts forever. Don't worry about that. Okay, so you don't mind the word cuddle?
No, I don't. I'm very cuddly.
I love that. A rapper that cuddles. Well, you heard it here first.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something, and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Okay, it's quick fire round. So I ask you a question. You just have to, I ask you three questions. You just have to answer really quickly, okay?
Okay.
Who's in your phone favourites?
I actually have none. Zero.
What?
Zero favourites.
Why?
Because I just don't like doing weird things like that. I normally call the same people all the time, so I just scroll through my reasons.
Yeah. You're in my phone favourites. What do you feel about
that?
Oh
my God. Big ass, not going to lie. Big ass.
It's just you. It's just you. Thoughts on other people?
What? In general?
Yeah, in general. Yeah, and none of your positive bullshit. I want an honest answer.
I think people are just very annoying. And I don't really appreciate... I don't like social media right now. I feel like social media is very easy to pretend that you're a nice person. So, like, things go on and people be like, oh, my God, like, this matters so much to me. Like, really, it doesn't, bro. Just be real. I just wish people would be more real about what they care about and what affects them. Because then you have people that genuinely care about things, actually genuinely trying to make a change. But I also appreciate people want to be cool. But that is my negative outlook on people. Apart from that, I love people.
Who did you upset last?
Oh, girl that I'm speaking to. I haven't been calling her.
Does speaking to mean fucking in modern language?
Fondoodling with her, yes.
Fondoodling. That's lovely, actually.
Fondoodling.
Fondoodling. That could be a recipe and a title of a song. You should do that crossover. Recipes and songs. Oh my God, you should do it. So you should do like recipe ideas to listen to albums. Like, so you make an album and then you do the recipes to eat alongside it. Or drink
It sounds interesting. It sounds like something I'll do if, like, I was paid by, like, I don't know, like Itsu or something, or like Pret a Manger. It's like one of those things.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you don't. Yeah. I can see you're not that hot on the idea, and that's fine.
Sorry.
So this girl, you're fondoodling. Oh God. You got to text people. You got to communicate.
I just haven't been calling her. She's used to the late night calls and haven't been giving her the calls. I've been busy.
Yeah, but what are you doing at midnight?
I'm trying to sleep because I got to wake up tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Why 8?
Because that's normally the call time for stuff. I'm so used to like telling my Addison Lee in the morning, can you wait like 10 minutes? That's every time I open my eyes. The first thing I do is ask a driver to wait for me. And I always lie. I always say, I don't know why they booked it at this time. I told them I was going to be ready at 9:30.
I'm sending this to Addison Lee.
Do it.
You were 20. I think it's worth saying you were 20 minutes late for this podcast, weren't you?
No. My internet wasn't working. I actually went to hell and back to make it work. I went to Virgin.
Oh, wow. That is hell. I think, and actually, Virgin's what they've got in heaven. So it is weird, isn't it?
Well, you could put this music under anything.
Touching. Are you into it generally? If so, how so? That's a question.
I'm a touchy, touchy person. I like the little shoulder, little...
Love all that. First cuddle, you remember? Cuddly family, would you say?
First cuddle I remember? Oh, I don't know what the first one I remember. Probably like just my mum giving me a young hug. Watching.
Is she nice?
My mum is a lovely lady. She's consistently telling me about my health. Aww. And it's getting to that stage where she's like, she just sounds like very repetitive. So every time I meet her, she's like, did you take vitamins? Did you eat broccoli? Did you have fish? Did you drink water today?
She's telling
when
you
are you
about
smoking.
The smoking thing. But is she's telling you about nutrients? You know about nutrients, though, surely.
I mean, I tell her all the time. I'm almost 26 and I do a lot of stuff, mum. I'm also a chef. But no, until I look skinny, she won't stop.
Oh, I see. Right. She's a body fascist, is she?
Yes. My mum. Bloody hell.
But what does she want for you then? She wants you to be slinky.
She wants me to be just a slim, light-skinned man. I have like really muscly legs.
Yeah.
And sometimes she looks at my legs and she's like, why can't the other half be like that? You know?
Naughty.
Can I show you my leg?
Yeah, I'd love you to.
Oh, that's very muscly.
That's a lovely pin. Stand on the
chair. Oh, God. I'm not going
to
stand
commit
on the chair.
To this.
I'm going to commit. I'm going to show you my thigh so you can know.
Yeah.
Look.
We'll move the thigh into the camera. Oh, my gosh. That's a solid thigh. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a good leg.
Strong leg. But my upper half is very flubbery. So.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think. Yeah. But also, if you were like a slinky chef, would anyone trust you?
Wouldn't be Big Zoo anymore.
No, it would be.
Medium Zoo.
Yeah, medium Zoo. And no one's trusting a skinny chef because...
I mean, most chefs are all slim. No chefs are really fat. Look at Tom Kerridge. He was fat and then he had to bloody slim down.
Are you bothered about it? Do you want me to have a word with your mum?
I mean, I would love you to talk to her. I'm not bothered. I get it. People like relate fatness to unhealthiness, even though you could be skinny and dying. So it's just one of those things. I like being a big guy, you know.
I like a big guy.
I'm not afraid to unleash my belly rolls on a lovely beach summer day. So I'm really confident about myself. I just think I think more so for other people. I feel like what it is when you're a big man, people just are worried for you and worried for your confidence and stuff. And for me, I'm really lucky that I'm very boisterous and outgoing. So I kind of just get away with it.
You're a big
I'm a little bit of a tubby.
You're not tubby. You're there. You know, you're there.
I mean, it makes you Big Zoo. If I wasn't this guy, I'll be medium Zoo and I'll be shit.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit you, I don't think. It wouldn't like suit you to be skinny. You've got powerful thighs.
Give me like 3 years.
Well, you'd be 29.
I'm going to look like I went on I'm a Celeb.
Oh, God. I don't like it when men are too preened because... You just sort of think the amount of effort to get that is, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing and what are you not doing to get that? Like, what are you cutting out to spend all that time in the gym? No, thank you. It makes me feel like if someone was really fit body wise, it would make me feel a bit like, what? Now I've got to do that as well.
Yeah, that's true.
But I ran on stage the other day I had to like run on stage because it was in the woods and I had to run for about 5 meters to get on stage, not very far. And honestly, I was out of breath every time I did it because I was emceeing. So about 6 times, we're starting a minute. I'm just out of breath. And I did think there is an argument for getting a little bit fitter so you can do your job. But they're different things, I know. But my friend goes to a spiritual healer now. She is quite big, but she goes to a spiritual healer like we all do. If we've got any common sense. And he said it's to do with protection energetically. She's like quite big because of the protection. She wants to protect herself.
That is a nice way to spin it in your own brain.
Not a nice way. That's the actual truth from a spiritual healer, Zoo. So it's not a spin. It's not a fucking spin. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Can I ask a rude question?
Ask.
Did you have a dad?
I didn't. Not really. Until I got a bit older. My dad lives in Sierra Leone. Him and my mom got divorced when I was like 3. Mm. He's a bit of a fuck boy. He has 3 baby mums.
And how
kids.
Many baby? Ooh.
4 kids.
So one of them got 2 babies and the other one each.
He has 4 baby mums. 4.
Oh.
4 baby mums. My maths was
bad. At least it's even. Everyone gets one.
Everyone gets one, but bloody hell, mate. Mm. We're a bit all over the gaff. And we're not, like, none of our ages are next to each other. So we're just, like, spread out over life, not being able to connect.
Ah, that's annoying. I know one, I'm sure this is right. We met someone on holiday, or it's a friend of a friend. I can't exactly remember who, but there was, like, 50 years difference between, like, they were brothers. And there was 50 years difference because the dad had got like a really young girl pregnant after. 50 Isn't
years,
that mad?
That's wild. My youngest sister is 2.
That's 24 years.
24 years.
Whoa. Men can just start again. It's mad.
They just see a young babes and they say, get over here.
What's confusing is that the babes go with. That's what's confusing to me. But at least your dad must have a lot of charm.
He's a smooth guy. He's got like a little bit of je ne sais quoi.
Yes.
But he's a terrible dad.
He's got je ne sais quoi, kids.
I accept him. I accept who he is. I love him for it. And I wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. Okay. All right. Touch quiz. Okay. Like we've all got a dad, if you know what I mean. So, you know what I mean. Touch quiz. Who am I thinking about now? You get 5 questions.
Yeah.
And you have to work out who I'm thinking about touching now.
Okay. Is it a man or woman?
Man.
Are they from the UK?
Don't think so.
That's not a good answer.
No, they're not.
Are they from America?
No. That's 3 questions. Tough, isn't it?
Is it my dad?
Yeah, it's your dad.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
That's not bad on 4 questions.
I got there in the end.
Yeah. Are you quite good at chatting people up or being chatted up? Do you get chatted up a lot?
I get chatted up by like old aunties, so it's not really a vibe.
What, on Snapchat?
Snapchat, Instagram, real life.
Old aunties? I thought you'd get like younger girls.
I get some young girls that are nice and cool, but they're a bit weird. Yeah, I'm good at like talking to girls on the street. I got like, because I've always been a young fat boy, you have to kind of like have a little bit of game. You have to have a little bit of game, you know, because the babes don't just stop for me and look at me like, oh God, get over here. You know, I've got to give them a little bit of an oomph. So I'm good at the like, yo, excuse me, how you doing? You're right. I just wanted to know, what's your name? I know, tell me the name. And I'd be like, oh, that's a nice name. What, have you got Snapchat? Bow. That's it.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. After that, when they're in Snapchat, that's game over then. They're done.
They are completely locked in the shelf. That's it.
Yeah. Man. My friend told me the other day that his friend, he was single for a while, and his friend told him that the way to get a girl over was just to beckon them over, like in a club or whatever, just like beckon them over. And he did it to about four girls and they all just ignored him.
I mean, you know what? That one works if a girl was like interested in you. No, when the girl's like giving you the eye, she's looking at you and you go like,
yeah.
And then normally they go, me,
yeah.
Me. And then you're like, yeah, come.
I think, oh, I'd hate that. One man did it to me once in France, and he was so beautiful, but so arrogant. And he had a different girl every night, literally. It was like at this like surfery place. And I think he was a pro surfer, and that's why, but also he's so, so fit. And he like beckoned me over, but in such an arrogant way of like you'll come here, like I was a dog kind of thing. And then he did it to my friend, and she did go over, and she ended up getting with him that night. And then the next night he was with someone else, parading the new girl like in front of her, you know, just like so, just so gross.
That's not bad.
But the way that he did it, it's all in context, isn't it? Because if a funny boy beckoned me over, I'd probably like, maybe I'd go.
I think it's just about the vibe. I feel like if there's some eye contact there across the room, it's like,
yeah,
like, come.
Yeah.
And then that walk is always like, dun, 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 dun. I am telling you.
Oh, illustrate their walk with music. That would be really nice. They'd feel really special. I just would not know what to do. Well, you wouldn't know where to look if you walked over and then they did like a theme tune. Oh my God.
Yeah, that would be jokes. Baywatch. Yeah, that'll be the vibe. It's a little moment for your life to remember. This could be the moment that you met your partner forever.
It's really hard to walk when someone's watching. Like, if you really fancy someone and you have to walk, it's so hard to remember how to walk.
Yeah, you start forgetting how to do steps.
Let alone when they're singing like the Baywatch theme tune or something.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
Best on-screen cuddle.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
When they're knocking the door and he's in a bathroom with his son.
Well, hang on. Have I seen Pursuit of Happiness? That's the one with Will Smith, isn't it?
Will Smith, and he's with his son, he's with Jaden. They are just being absolutely amazing. Yeah, there's a hug in there that is so cute. They're trying to break down the door, and he holds on to young Jaden and he hugs him and he cries, and it made me cry.
I bet, yeah, boys and their dads, and also Will Smith. I mean, that's everything I need. Fucking hell, it's too much, really. I could cry just thinking about it, and I can't even remember it.
Oh my God.
Okay, have you ever had a weird or worst cuddle that you can remember?
Yeah, one time, you know, I was a girl. We engaged in sexual relations, and it was the after cuddle.
Yeah.
You're like the post nut cuddle.
Yeah.
That cuddle. And I just wanted her to come off my arm. Like, she was killing my arm. My arm was like dead. But she was conked.
Say. No.
So I'm there, very awake, with this lady on my arm. I could feel my fingers like going purple. I like edged her off the arm slowly.
Yeah.
And then I creeped away into the night like Batman.
Oh, you left. That was enough for you to leave.
It was a bad moment still. It's not one of my greatest stories. Can't believe I'm saying it.
What, because you feel bad about leaving or?
I feel like everybody's left. Everybody's left somebody.
Yeah, I would leave a post-it note saying thank you for the opportunity to fuck you.
Post-it note? I mean, yeah. But, you know, I've been with a girl and she's supposed to stay and go to work in the morning, and suddenly, you know, oh, I need to go home now, you know. That's
you've
fine.
Got a lot, you've packed a lot in the year you've been single, so.
Ha ha! Ha 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 ha! You're a pagan. Louis is such a pagan. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I went on a bit of a rampant run.
Yeah, you've got to. No, but honestly, you've got to. When I split up with my fiancé, I went wild. And I don't regret a thing. And I was, oh my God. I mean, you've got to.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alain de Botton.
Okay, this is a question from Alain de Botton. Do you know Alain de Botton?
No, not Botton. I don't know my
name. Alain de Botton. Well, he wants to know how can one over... Alain de Botton wants to know how can one overcome shyness? That's from Alain.
By not giving a hell fuck shit. Yeah. Sorry for swearing. You just can't care. You have to literally... The reason... I think people are shy because they're worried about what others think about them. But the more you realise that actually, you know, these people mean nothing and I may never see you again. That's why like I'm good at like moving to girls on road, because when I see a lovely lady on the street, I think if I chat to you now and you tell me, leave me alone, don't talk to me, I'm never going to see you again in my life. So I might as well try, you know?
Yeah, but you shouldn't do it with your dick out, Sue. And I have told you that before.
I mean, I've never done that before, so that's fine.
That's fine. No, I know. He's a good boy. You're a good boy. You're a lovely good boy.
I'm all right.
Yeah, he's a lovely good boy. What's the best cuddle you've had?
Best cuddle? Oh, I couldn't disclose that on the streets.
Hang on, was it me on your show?
That was up there. It was up there. I mean, it's like, it's the opposite of my last cuddle experience that I spoke about.
Oh, so it's a girl gone right. It's a girl hookup gone right. Ah, okay. Lovely. Okay, why not?
This is a great podcast.
It's just me talking about you and girls. No, nice. Okay, come on. Okay, so this is the end of the show. We've got a new ending to the show now, and it's a cuddle calculator. So yeah. They'll do a sound effect, like a tombola, and then a song, and then I give you your cuddle type.
Yes.
I put it into the cuddle tombola,
calculator. Let's get it.
Your type, from the answers that you've given us, is broth. It's warm and it's lovely and it's good for the soul. So that's your cuddle type, and you can get in a bowl. Your cuddle type is broth. You're hot and nice and enjoyed best with friends.
Okay.
I don't like the ending. It's a bit negative. That ending's a bit negative. A broth. That's a good cuddle type.
Yeah.
People, it's nourishing, it's popular. You can never have enough of it. And it's related to you as a chef.
Love
you
that.
You don't like it?
No, I like it. Broth, it makes sense. At first I was thinking it's a bit weird, but now it makes sense. I am known for my cuddles, you know. So I feel like that makes sense.
It's warm and it's lovely and it's good for the soul. That's your cuddle type. And you can get in my bowl. That's how I was supposed to read it. Yeah.
Get in my bowl.
I think we'll edit out the singing and then it just goes, your cuddle type is broth. It's warm and it's lovely and it's good for the soul. That's your cuddle type. Now you can get in my bowl.
No, we should have the singing. I love the singing. The singing is nice.
We're cutting the singing. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I mean,
that was so fun. That was jokes.
So nice to speak to you. Thank you so much for doing it. I really appreciate it. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
Bye. And I'll see you soon. So that was Big Zoo. You can follow him online. You can follow him on Snapchat. And I don't say that often. Just Google Big Zoo, Z-U-U, and then see where he's at on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. And he's got a show, Big Zoo's Big Eats, on Dave. And I think it's got, two series. Weird that I'm only in one, isn't it? So follow him online. He's such a nice guy. Oh, I've got an idea, actually. Why don't you follow at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter? And that's my big idea for you. And my other idea, Justin, is remember to CC everybody in. If CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.